markets are starting off the day a little bit into the green. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally higher, deferred contracts fractionally lower. Soybeans trading anywhere from 4 to 7 cents higher here on the overnight. We'll take a look at the numbers here very soon. A sharp sell-off in the soybean market yesterday pushed prices down 12 cents and corn following along, while wheat found a way higher. The soybean basis was stronger while wheat and corn were a little bit steady. Considered to be overbought, the soybean market was ripe for a correction. Speculators and producers likely took part in profit-taking. Traders are starting to position themselves ahead of next week's USDA crop production and WASDE reports, with early estimates pegging corn and soybean yield and production below USDA's September estimates. For wheat, the market driver remained the news of China considering buying U.S. wheat for the first time. The Wednesday Dow right now is down 21 points. European markets are trading lower. Asian markets are mixed here on the overnight. Cattle traders are going to struggle with the uncertainty of the market right now. Any news from the government pertaining to cattle will create substantial volatility. Hogs continue to see pressure as stability in cash and cutouts remains elusive. Opening cattle calls are going to be steady to mixed. Hogs look to be lower to mixed here on the overnight. Cattle traders are becoming very weary of anything that comes out of the government. There was rumor that President Trump remains focused on reopening the Mexican border to allow the importation of feeder cattle. We'll look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
Corn is unchanged at 431 and a half. March is up a half at 445 and a quarter. January beans up 7 and a quarter at 1128 and three quarters. March up 7 and a quarter at 1135 even. Soy meal $3.30 higher at 320.70. Soy oil 16 cents higher at 49.69. Chicago wheat is down a half at 549 and three quarters. Kansas winter wheat down 1 and a half at 535. Kansas spring wheat unchanged at 522 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 quarters at 556 and a half. And oats down 2 at $3 even. That is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.